This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, folks, on this seventh day of November 2022, and tonight we have watching vigilantly, looking to detect, and we've already detected some mischief. Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
He's got there. We got him with his eyeball. He's listening. He's watching. And
let's hope everything stays cool.
I hope. Way out yonder, we have the Parson Joe Larson.
You mean that God-fearing, Bible-believing, flag-waving, gun-owning, Constitution-loving patriot? I'm ready to go to work.
All righty. Very good. Now, Joe, this is why I'm going to tell people why we always ask people to pray with us. Already, I want to apologize first for the Thursday and Friday for many of you that weren't able to get us. We've got very, very powerful enemies, dark and the dark forces out there, folks. The deep state, the dark state, the Antichrist, the satanic realm, and they want to take us down. And they really hate God's word, the Bible. I mean, they hate it worse than me. And so, anyhow, we're going to go to prayer tonight because we've already detected some mischief. We've been changing. Well, I don't want to say what we've been doing, but anyhow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to prayer, and I'm going to ask you folks out there to please pray with me. Please pray with me on this. And then, Joe, I believe you have a prayer, too, you want to pray for. So, again, it's very important. Help us try to stay on the air, stay up. They're going to try to shut us down again. And, you know, you notice on the stations, I bet all the stations you listen to, I bet we're the only one on all the stations out there that you're listening to us on that this happens to, okay? And it's pretty obvious why. Now, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come here tonight, Lord, we're petitioning, we're asking, we're calling upon you, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, to host this radio program. I'm asking you that this radio program is exactly what you would have, that you would speak to the people tonight through us, that, Lord, your mission, your truth, and whatever. You know who's listening, you know what they need to hear. And so, Father God, that's exactly what we're asking out there, that you would speak through us and reach the people with your message tonight. And, Lord, we would ask, too, that you would come against those that are already trying to come against us again, that, Lord God, that you would come against, because we know, Father God, that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the air. But, Lord, we're here. We're not on the airwaves. But, Lord, we know that you, the Lord, are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And you have power, total power, against the prince of the power of the airwaves, the dark forces. So, Lord, we ask again that you help us stay up on the air. Let your message reach the hearts and the minds of the people, Father God, and that, Lord. And we pray, too. I want to pray for this election from coast to coast tomorrow, Father God, that you turn your people, you will turn your people out. And we know already I have all kinds of information here of voter fraud, attempted voter fraud already. And, Lord God, I know there's a full moon and blood moon tomorrow. We know those blood moons always signs of judgment. And, Lord God, I pray that that judgment I do would be against the dark forces, the forces of evil out there. And Lord, to try to silence your people, try to silence your word. These things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, folks, we're going to talk about, we've talked about some of the things in the past that we weren't able yet to bring out because people weren't ready to hear it. They would think we're crazy. They're just not ready. But things, information that we have that we search for. But anyhow, so we're going to be listening to some of what Laura Logan, Lord's willing, if we can stay up, what Laura Logan has to say in the second hour. But go ahead. You had a prayer?
I have two. I'll kind of combine them. Dear Heavenly Father, those who are standing for truth and righteousness, and you know who they are. We've seen where Carrie Lake, who is a standing tall in this election, has had a big threat on her office. White powder was sent in envelopes, and people are worried it could be anthrax, but I think this isn't the end of this kind of thing. It's probably only the beginning. I would ask that you cover her, Lord, with your protecting mercies, her and her staff, and all of those others who are speaking out who are going to be hated by the left, by the Antichrist system, that, Lord, you would protect all of those that are speaking out, standing strong. And that would include one Tony Bobulinski, a former naval officer that has come out now and said he has new evidence about the Biden family, their corruption, their treason, their dirty business dealings, and he is ready to bring piles and piles of evidence against them. If the Republicans get control of the House, that he will be willing to testify. And, Lord, I ask that you put your hedge of protection around him, and that hopefully he has already hidden and spread out some of his information, kept it safe, that you would just keep him safe and allow the truth to finally come out to the people, Lord. And I know you are the author of every good and perfect thing and truth itself, and we know how you love truth. So we just ask that you watch over all of those brave, strong people. And one last request, dear Father. Hurricane Nicole is heading toward Florida, and we would just ask that maybe you bounce it off and put it out in the middle of the ocean. The people there are barely recovered or still recovering from the last horrible storm, and that, Lord, you would have mercy on those people. We ask this all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Sometimes you feel like asking the Lord if he would send it to California, but we got good people there, too, a lot. So,
sure, yeah.
I was thinking of Newsom.
Well, like you said, the rain falls on the evil as well as the righteous. So,
all right, Joe, we really got to get into it. We got to do some lightning rounds tonight, so we got to move very
all
quickly,
right.
Okay? And so the title of the message was?
Crisis is over. We can be at ease. Not.
Okay, yeah, no. And the reason for that is we've seen what's happened in the past. We saw what happened with after 9/11. As soon as it looked like the crisis was over, people, you know, when it happened, when it looked like we were going to war, there was two major dust storms, one in New York and then across the rest of the country, people were pulling their Bibles off the shelf and dusting them off.
Yeah.
Folks, you can't just sit back. We've got to finish the job. We have to clean the swamp out completely. We've got to completely clean the swamp out. We've got to put those people that have done all of this wicked evil. We've got to put the people like Biden and Pelosi and Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland and those people in that same dirty, jail there in D.C., that same dirty jail where the Patriots are. Those corrupt people need to be there, okay? And that includes James Claiborne. James Claiborne, shame on you for referring to Christian patriots as Nazis. James Claiborne, you and your Democratic Party couldn't be any more communist and any more antichrist than you are. So James Claiborne, you need to just stop your lying. You hear that, James Claiborne? Stop your lying. Now, let's start here in Ezekiel chapter 23. Joe, here Ezekiel compares the northern and the southern kingdoms to two sisters who gave themselves over to adultery. The citizens of Jerusalem had long scorned their sister city of Samaria, thinking that, well, they were morally superior to her. And then vice versa. Now, this is an allegory. This is an allegory. Unlike in Hosea, where Gomer, the whore of Hosea, was a real woman. These two sisters are actually represent the two cities and the two nations, the northern and southern kingdoms, okay?
Right.
And so they both felt they were superior to each other, and they both felt that they should receive the blessings of God. But then they're shocked. They're shocked when God refers to them as filthy whores. Now, Aholah means her tent, and that's the northern kingdom of Israel. Was lured away from God by the wealth and the power of the Assyrians. Then the southern kingdom of Judah, Alohaba, and that means in her sister's tent, was drawn away at first with Babylon and then with Egypt later. And so now we're going to compare that too with here and after we read. Read me verses 1 through 4, Joe.
All right. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, daughters of one mother, and they committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth. Then were their breasts pressed, and they were bruised. Then they bruised the teats of their virginity. And the names of them were Aholah the elder and Aholibah, her sister, and they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is Aholah, and Jerusalem Aholibah.
And so, again, it refers to those two cities, but also here to both the northern and the southern kingdoms. Now, when you look through that,
he's representative of the nation.
Yeah. And it's subbed, when he talks about being dubbed with untempered mortar, that's mean he washed them in vanity, Now, when he is referring to here, when he says that and their breasts were pressed, that means they were fondled. That word breast there means in the Hebrew is fondled. They were fondled. And then when it says that the teats of their virginity, do you know what that is referring to?
They lost their virginity. They gave it up.
That's exactly right. They gave it up. Okay. And so here, let's pick it up. And verse, now I want you to read me verses 5, Joe, through 16. Up to
5 through 16. And Aholah played the harlot when she was mine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians, her neighbors, which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. Thus she committed her whoredoms with them, with all them that were the chosen men of Assyria, and with all on whom she doted. and with all their idols she defiled herself. Neither left she her whoredoms brought from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity and poured their whoredoms upon her. Wherefore I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians, upon whom she doted. These discovered her nakedness. They took her sons and her daughters, and slew her with the sword. And she became famous among women, for they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister, Aholibah, saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she, and in her whoredoms more than her sister in her whoredoms. She doted on the Assyrians, her neighbors, captains and rulers, clothed both gorgeously, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men.
Okay, and Joe, stop it right there. Okay, you can stop there for a minute now. Do you know what he's referring to when the word doted, when it says he doted upon them?
Doted means you play favorites, you offer praise, you...
Well, in the Hebrew, the word means
like
lusted.
Celebrity worship.
In the Hebrew, the word means to lust after. They lusted
after.
Yeah. They lusted after. Now, Joe, what you just read, let's do some comparison here today. A comparison could be made with the two nations here in America. We have two nations occupying one land. When Judge Roy Moore, some years ago, when they were trying to take away the Ten Commandments and remove him, right, he asked if I would come to Alabama and speak and do a press conference there. And I did. I went down there, and Jerry Falwell was there, and you had Alan Keyes was there, and a number of very well-known Christian leaders were there. And so I went, and I took 12 men with me. Now, I don't remember the year, but it was the same year that we had this big grid go down. The electric grid went down here on the East Coast. And as I was just getting into Alabama, I got a call from my wife, I remember that, saying, we have no power, and I don't know how to start that generator. And so I said, well, I know who does. I just happened to have, praise the good Lord, a man named Dave Anderson, living on the property down by the garage. And so he was an engineer, and I called him, and he got that started for it. But anyhow, so we went there, but I told these men, I said, I want you to watch what happens when I say the word communism. Watch what happens. And so they were all watching, and you had all the stations there. I was just surrounded. You had Fox News, NBC, ABC, CBS, all of them were there. And it was hot, Joe. It had to be like 100% humidity, and it was very hot there in Alabama. So I know it was in the summertime when that took place. But anyhow, this reporter, this little blonde female reporter, I could not believe it, Joe. She didn't have a drop of sweat on her. She was there. It was like, you know, like her face was just perfect. And I thought, is that a real face or is it plastic, you know? But I mean, she was very pretty. Not a drop. And all of us guys are, you know, got our handkerchiefs wiping our brow. But anyhow, so she asked me, why did you and all of these men come here from Ohio? And I said, we came up here to speak because we have two nations inhabiting one land. And two nations can't inhabit one land for long without there being war. And she said, what are the nations? And I says, you know, the one nation are like these men that are here with us today. These are Christian patriots who want to restore America back to one nation under God. We want our freedoms back. We want to stop the killing of the children. We want America to be good again. And she said, and what is the other nation? I said, the other nation are communists. And that's all I could get out. As soon as I said the word communist, boom! The one guy, cameraman, yells out, that's the word. Every camera shut right off. Every camera.
Everything off.
So I told her, I said, listen, I just gave you an interview out here in this hot weather, and I'm just going to ask you to do one thing for me, just one thing. I just want you to say the word communist. That's all I'm asking you, just to say it. She looked at me and she said, I can't. And I says, You've been told never to let that word roll out from underneath your nose and out of your mouth. She said, that's right. I can't say it. Well, today they can't. I mean, today they're boasting about being communists, but back then they were still trying to hide it. Now,
right
here, the Democrats have committed adultery, Joe, with the Chinese communists, just like
and the
these
Iranians
two.
Iranians and some others, actually.
Ahola. And they've committed adultery, especially with Ukraine. With Ukraine, I mean, the Democrats have just turned that into a money laundering operation there. They've done it with the intelligence agencies, the FBI, the CIA. They've turned them into whores, okay? You've got big tech. Totally everything in there about big tech is anti-God, anti-freedom, anti-free speech. The teachers' unions, the NEA especially, well, of course, all of Hollywood, with the whole sodomite community.
We were one of the first radio programs to explain to people that the National Education Association was one of the first groups in America that supported the Progressive Caucus, and that was active socialists in our Congress, clear back many, many, many years ago.
Yep. They with the pedophiles, they've committed adultery. And with every and all corrupt bodies, even the Rhino Republicans, they even committed a whoredom with the Rhino Republicans. Now, the Republicans, on the other hand, with the exception, Joe, of a few righteous men, one of them, Josh Hawley from Missouri there, Jim Jordan from Ohio here, Ted Cruz, Matt Gaetz, that pretty little Marjorie Greene, that little Boebert woman, with exceptions like those, the Republican Party is pretty, well, they use the word vanilla.
Louie Gohmert, there's a couple, but not many.
Yeah, we do have some. Louie Gohmert is another one, and Ted Cruz. And so here, we're the ones that want to truly restore America back to one nation under God. Now, Joe, when the Republicans, and I was so disappointed, and I couldn't believe that those, because some of those that I thought were really truly in our camp, when Tom Cotton refused to stand up with Josh Hawley and Jim Jordan and the others, and one of how I've always liked so much was Marsha Blackburn. I've always thought so much of her. What a disappointment when she refused to stand up with them. Now, here, when they betrayed President Trump, they betrayed all of us.
Right.
When Mike Pence...
All of us, all 68, what, something million?
When Mike Pence refused to do what he was supposed to do, what his job was to say, I want to look at the evidence here, I want to take 10 days... My job before I certify is to make sure I'm certifying a fair and just and honest election, but he didn't do it. No, he caved. He caved again. And so so here, again, when they refused to stand with him and they betrayed him, they betrayed us. And so here, whenever we expected the Republicans to stand with us on certain things, remember... sodomite marriage. We expected they would stand with us. They didn't. So often, Joe, you keep hearing them saying, and I'm talking about Republican leaders saying about Roe v. Wade being overturned, how it goes back to the states where it should have been, where it belongs, back to the states. What's wrong with that statement, Joe?
It shouldn't be allowed anywhere because God, the supreme judge of the universe, has said we cannot, shall not, must not, will not go there.
And so here, God decided that. Abortion, Joe.
Settled law. According to God, it's totally settled forever.
For 300 years in this country, you went to prison for the abortion. You went to prison for abortion. But all of a sudden, they decided, well, we're going to overrule God. We will overrule God, and we will make what God has made unlawful. a transgression of his dominion we will make legal if you purchase a license with Mammon from Caesar. Hang tight. We'll be back after this.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you. Remember me, I served my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight rays? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember.
I'll remember.
In November.
In November.
As I step into the little booth, I'll remember.
All right, Joe, I'm going to give here in Ohio tomorrow, folks, this is very, very, very important. And, Joe, you can do it for Missouri. I mean, we can't do it for the whole country. We don't have that kind of airtime. But anyhow, for Ohio here tomorrow, very, very, very important that you vote for the Supreme Court, for the Ohio Supreme Court. These three people, write this down, folks, Kennedy, Fisher, and DeWine. Again, tomorrow, for these three, for Supreme Court, it's going to be very important. We got some super cases coming up I can't discuss on the air tonight, but it's very important that we have these people in there. These people are all known to be pro-life people, okay, and pro-family, and the others aren't. These are all Republicans, Kennedy, Fisher, and DeWine. Kennedy, Fisher, and DeWine. Now, also, tomorrow here in Ohio, very important for the state of Ohio, and please don't call me on this because I've gone through this. There's the way on issue one, it's not what it appears to be, and I can't go through the whole thing tonight, but I could just say this. I just want to say this a little bit. The reason we're going to vote no on issue one is what happens. It's much, much easier to buy or corrupt a lower court than it is the Ohio Supreme Court. Okay, so we already have laws in Ohio where it comes to bail, setting bail, cash bail. We already have some in place here in Ohio, not like in some other states. But this can be misconstrued the way it's worded. We've looked over this very carefully. No on issue one, and yes on issue two. No on issue one, and yes on issue two. Again, those are the three things that's very important for us. For Supreme Court, Kennedy, Fisher, and DeWine, no on issue one, and yes on issue two. Joe, sometime during the program, if you have something in Missouri that you want to hit on, you can put that out too. Now,
The only thing I want to add, we've got a lot of complicated things, and just remind everybody that, in fact, in all the states that are listening, you've got to pay close attention because the devil is always in the details. And fortunately, in Missouri, there's a lot of good information on our referendums and amendments, and those have been pointed out. But get on your computer, type that stuff in if you haven't already done your homework, and go to groups that you know locally are God-fearing and conservative, and they will explain where the devil can be found.
You know what, Joe?
Like you said in your Amendment 1, it's usually one little thing hidden away that they don't want you to know that ruins the whole good-sounding bill and turns it upside down.
Yeah. You know what, when you talked about that, I think I'm gonna pray again. So far, we're still up. On, as far as we know, we're still up on all the stations. And but like you said, we had to do some maneuvering right out of the chute. So let's pray again, and folks. Please just take a minute and pray with us out there. Listen, there's much power in prayer. When you do that, you sent the enemy a running. We need to try to stay on the air tonight. And so, Lord, we just would, again, we're petitioning you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, again, to come against those that are going to come against and try to take us out. Lord, we just would ask that you would take this radio program, that it fall out to your glory, to your honor, that your truth, your whole truth, nothing but your truth, the message you would have reached the hearts and the minds, that's exactly the message that reached them through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Joe, you know, breaking.
Can I do a story that would back that up for you?
Yeah.
We're talking, I've got an article from the Washington Secrets, Paul Bedard, and it's about the liberal colleges and how they are turning against free speech. Nearly half of these liberals there, William Buckley Jr. program at Yale, was a national survey and conducted by McLaughlin Associates. And these majority want companies to require employees to declare support for diversity just to get a job. And when it came to speech, nearly half believe the death penalty is okay to shoot down speech. You heard me right. Some examples in this survey. 67% demand, these are liberal students now in our colleges, your children, grandchildren, declare professors and companies declare commitments to diversity. 48% were okay with the death penalty. You heard me right, death penalty to punish those who are accused of hate speech. 51% agree that colleges can bar issues from even being discussed. 33% prefer socialism. 33% thought that go for capitalism, 35% were unsure. A house divided against itself cannot stand, and when you have almost half of these students in the survey saying that they were okay with the death penalty to punish people who are accused of hate speech, this election is so hypercritical, I cannot find words to describe how important it is that we win tomorrow.
It is. We have to, again, and folks, you need a lot of prayer tonight. I mean a lot of prayer because, again, we're up against the devil and all of his minions out there.
Did you notice how this story is missing from most of the news, Fox News, anywhere you look? You won't
find I know
this
that
story. They don't want you to know that one, folks, at all.
Joe, for 50 years, this is exactly what we've warned about starting 50 years ago. We warned about this. We warned, and we told people this is where it was going to come to. And well, we're here now. We expected this now. It's
we
why?
Were
well, because
crazy and all kinds of things.
Well,
back
people,
15,
they,
20, 30
they,
years ago.
Every time the emergency is over with, all of a sudden people go back and it's like, ho hum, it's over with. Now we can rest back. We can be at ease. Okay. Now, God's Word, the Bible talks about in several places where God checks them P and E's when they should be vigilant. And the founding fathers told us we need to be vigilant. And the American people, well, ho hum, we have to live the American dream. We have to have two or three cars. We have to live good. We have to go out let somebody else go out there and secure our freedom. We're too busy living the American dream. So anyhow, now, Joe, it was 6 years ago tonight that we warned people that, and that was during the 2016 election, that the 2020 election would be the most corrupt election in the history of America, that you would have voter fraud unlike anything people had ever seen, and that the fake news media would deny it, and exactly that happened. Now, tonight, Joe, breaking, Catherine Engelbert and Greg Phillips, they were released from prison, and I'm going to give you the quickest on that update on that. 100% fed up reports. On Monday, federal judge Kenneth Hoyt held True the Vote founder Catherine Engelbrecht and True the Vote investigator Greg Phillips in contempt of court over the refusal to identify a confidential informant who helped them obtain information that led to the discovery and later evidence of E. Lansing, Michigan-based election software company Konec, was strong election-related data on servers in China. Well, remember, the president of that company, they had him in jail, but he got out, the ones that did this. Well, those two American heroes and warriors who are bravely fighting to ensure our elections are free and fair and unable to be stolen are in the midst of fighting six lawsuits related to the work to expose voter fraud in America. Earlier today, Greg Phillips posted a photo of himself wearing an orange jumpsuit in prison. And tonight, Catherine Engelbrecht announced that they have been released from the federal prison and are now free. And so, praise the Lord, she says. And so, those who thought that imprisoning Greg and I would weaken our resolve have gravely miscalculated. It is stronger now than ever. Praise the good Lord. Those are our kind of people. The right to be free and fair elections without interference is more important than our own discomforts and even the detention now reversed by a high court. We are profoundly grateful for that. We will continue to protect and defend those who do vital work for election integrity, and we will make sure their findings become made public. Okay. And so they,
she had one phrase that really caught my eye. She said, "What is publicly known is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more to come."
Oh, yeah, there is a whole lot more to come. And we have a lot we're going to expose here tonight on this program. Now, here we go again. Registration systems in Pennsylvania experiencing outages. Now, what do you think about that, Joe? In Pennsylvania, power outages are being reported, which are impacting the 2022 midterm election. The Post Millennial reported on the situation in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Department of State issued a memo last Friday telling election officials in all counties that a widespread outage is impacting statewide uniform registry of electors. We had that same high wind storms here, but it didn't affect ours. The voter database is maintained by the state, essentially non-functioning as election day approaches. Sure is the statewide system to maintain accurate voting records that county election officials can rely on when managing and facilitating polling places in counties. Okay, so, again, he goes on to say, as unusual acts that impact the 2020 midterms are now being tracked after the election steal in Pennsylvania in 2022. So they're up to it again. The Democrats will never, they're persistent.
They're persistent and they're ugly. They're ugly. Like they were calling Kerry Lake a piece of, shall we say, commoner. directly. Laura Trump talks about how they blame right-wing mothers for school board wars. The people who expose the corruption are the problem, right? Jennifer Ruth Green was a military veteran who had a sexual assault against her by Afghanistan. And she wasn't talking about it, but somebody exposed her record, and she's running there in Indiana for the first congressional district. Somebody sent out all of this information that now she had to not only deal with this in the past, she had to come out and explain this assault. These people will do anything that had nothing to do with her ability. She reported bad behavior of an officer of another country on U.S. officers, and the Army didn't want it known, and they're using this, you know, to harm her. So they will stoop to any level. Then there's the, they're in Illinois. They're trying to argue that ballots that are 2 weeks late are still good. We need to accept them, even if they're 2 weeks after the election.
Yeah. Let's go back to Pennsylvania here, Joe.
Again, but we'll try any trick we can come up with.
Well, here, let's go back to Pennsylvania. County sues them. Dominion voting systems for unauthorized Phylon script and foreign IP addresses. The county states that, let's see, I'm looking here, what county is this? Oh, Fulton County. Fulton County says that it became aware of several anomalies with Dominion voting systems during the 2020 election after it was unable to reconcile your data with votes actually cast. An investigation by Wake Technology Services of Chester, PA, into the machines at the county's request in February 2021 found numerous significant issues with the machines. These included ballot scanning errors and non-certified database tools installed on the system. Speck and Forensics Laboratories, based on the Lansing, Michigan, was retained to acquire forensic images of 6 hard drives in Fulton County, Pennsylvania, on July 13th and 14th in 2022. And the private forensics firm, whose examiners have presented testimony over 30 states, produced a county commission report on September 15th, 2022, which revealed several deficiencies that directly contradict the contractual terms and conditions provided. In other words, they found a lot of they tried to cheat them, but they did not count the votes accurately.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, there's another surprise there. Hamilton County, Indiana, they've had an election office reportedly ejected a Democrat poll worker. He'd been pressured poll goers against certain candidates and even pre-selected Democrat candidates on a voting machine. They caught him doing all of this, and he's been relieved. So fortunately, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office is there and has an investigation going. But people are watching this year, and some of the dirty tricks are being caught right up front. And instead of the Dems being able to cover it up and protect it, now there's people out to have justice, you know. So get involved. If you're not, you know, your poll watchers, support those people. Thank the ones that are out there watching. If it hadn't been for people paying close attention, this person would have gotten away with a lot more.
Absolutely. Joe, you know, I think it's time we stop right here and make it very clear what God's Word, the Bible, says. God's Word, the Bible, doesn't stutter. God's Word, the Bible, makes it very clear. Now, folks, do you understand what I'm saying? What God has said. What God has said. And some of you might say, well, that's my religion and politics are different. You better pay attention. God means exactly what he says. And he tells you it's a sin to vote for a wicked person. It's a sin to vote for a wicked person. Do you understand? He said, let the nations abhor you and let you be accursed. Let you be accursed for doing that. The Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn.
People mourn, yep.
Now, look, right, Joe, but you see, people that are pro-abortion, they're in favor of killing babies. When you use as your standard that says this is who we are, killing babies, Joe, you're telling them that you are exactly what God's word, the Bible, refers to as an abominable thing, okay? You people out there in Atlanta, I'm going to tell you this, okay? For you to vote for Warnock, for you to vote for Warnock would be a sin. He is an apostate. He is not a man of God. By no means. He is not a man of God by any means.
Man of God, no.
Okay. You need to vote for Herschel Walker. I would vote definitely. For Michigan, when I talk about maybe one of the most wicked politicians running out there is Gretchen Whitmer. If it's a sin, if it's wicked, if it's anti-God, anti-Christian, she's in favor of it. She's an extremely wicked woman. I understand her prosecutor, another wicked woman, just recently resigned. You have a Christian lady. You've got a Christian lady out there, Tudor Dixon. Tudor Dixon is a Christian lady. She's a sweet lady. Folks, listen. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. Remember what she did, the lockdown. She left abortion mills open. She left pot shops open. She left liquor stores open. But she wanted to close the pro-life offices, and she wanted to close down all the churches. In Pennsylvania, John Fetterman's got satanic tattoos up his arm. If nothing else should tell you something there, okay?
yes.
So
that's kind of a clue, isn't it?
It would be a sin to vote for Fetterman. In New York, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, that Kathy Hochul was telling people, you need to get out. Now, here's what she said. You need to get out, and she invoked the name of God. She need to get out for God's sakes, but she invoked the name of God, and then she said, and be my apostles, to be her apostles. What does that tell you, Joe?
That's kind of a my apostles. Boy, that just kind of sends shivers down my back. That lady doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, she's not a lady. That woman is not a lady, believe me.
It's a woman, yeah.
It's a wicked, New York is a wicked, even though there's good people there, it's a wicked state. It's a very wicked. And when I saw that New York state, that's why we prayed imprecatory prayers against the New York state legislator when they celebrated that they could kill babies right up into birth and then after birth. And they celebrated. These are wicked, evil people. God has says they're wicked, evil people. It's not our opinion. It's what God has said. And so to vote for...
You were talking about Warnock. Before he became a senator, he was a preacher there at the Ebenezer Baptist Church. They gave him almost $7,500 a month for his housing, $7,500 a month, just his housing allowance. And yet he was evicting. He owned a series of apartments, and he was evicting people. One of them owed $28, was behind $28 in rent. He was evicted. And some people, there was one person that was behind a 69-year-old African-American veteran, and he was kicked out for a $192 rent payment that he was late on. This man was a pastor kicking out somebody for $28 missing on a rent on his apartment while he got $7,500 for his housing allowance. This man's not a pastor. He's an outright crook.
God's pastors, the men that God has raised up and put in a pulpit, Joe, are pro-life. God said, I've set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing, choose life. Now,
a pastor would have been paying or raising money to help those people behind $28. given them $28 to stay in their apartment, for crying out loud.
Satan's pastors are pro-death.
Yes.
God's pastors are pro-heterosexual, the way God had given us male and female. Satan's pastors are in favor, like Satan, like the Antichrist will be a sodomite. They're sodomy, which God calls an abominable thing. So everything, and those people that attend that apostate church, you better understand what God's word, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting with verse 14 through 18. It tells you to come out from amongst them and be separate. It's not a suggestion. And if you stay in that wicked, then he tells you, just like he does in Revelation 18:4, suffer the consequences thereof, okay? And so it's a wicked thing. And I'm telling you, God's not mocked. God is not mocked.
Well, God is not mocked. Of all these people we've talked about, I think of 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. Why aren't they called? Because they have sold their soul to the devil, simply, right?
Absolutely. Here, article by Patty McMurray. It's worse than we thought. Breaking Detroit election officials signed 2020 contract to use China-linked Konec systems to mass scan absentee ballots and check ballots. That is, you know.
That's right after all this news about the battle with they're giving China all of their information, right? That giving the Chinese Konec.
Yep.
The head of it's still in jail, or under charge there.
No, he got out. From what I heard, he got out.
They're still investigating the charges of his getting all that information to China.
I think he left the country, Joe. I'm not sure, but I think he did.
For sure. He'd get back to China. He's going to be safe. They won't extradite from China.
Yeah, they want him out of the country.
Right.
During the hearing, the Third Circuit Court of Michigan, Judge Kenney repeatedly betrayed Attorney Dan, repeatedly berated Attorney Dan Hartman and allowed the defense lawyer, David Fink, to go off on the political rants about right-wing fever dreams and election deniers. Around the three-hour mark, Attorney Fink accused Hartman of racism, despite the fact that the lawsuit was filed by Christina Caramo, who is a black female conservative running for Secretary of State in Michigan. There's so many dirty judges, so many dirty... yeah, there are so many dirty judges there.
Yeah.
Detroit election consultant Chris Thomas explained that during the hearing, how mailed absentee ballot signatures were verified. When Hartman asked how Detroit verifies signatures on ballots he mailed to military overseas, Judge Kenney blew up at him and suggested he was attempting to disenfranchise the votes of military members, adding that he has a son who served 5 years overseas, which, of course, had no relevance to the case. This was a bogus argument. I'm going to just a message for Judge Kenney. Judge Kenney, you know, God's word, the Bible, read, so many places, especially read Ezekiel chapter 23, but in Hosea 4 and 5, it talks about those crooked people that go a-whoring. It calls you whores for doing what you're doing there. Judge Kennedy, you need to repent. You need to repent.
Exactly. Okay. Military used to have a system for verifying votes from people who were in overseas duty stations. They had a...
And it worked, too.
Verified, and it worked.
Except yeah. We're out of time for now. Hang tight. We'll be up. We'll be back right after this. When we come back, I'll introduce the clip. Be right back with more. Don't go away. A lot more to come. A lot more.
Fight the fight!
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.